Okay, today we're going to talk about a brachos-related topic, so it sort of fits this summer. Shlomo Gittleman was asking me the other day about benching al hakos, so I figured it's a good topic. I don't think there's a temet al hashir yet on benching al hakos. If there is, I hope I come to the same conclusion today that I did whenever it was. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph quotes a brisa: Ein mekachin al hayayin ve'ein mevarchin ein mekachin ella al hayayin. I should say ve'ein mevarchin. Ella al hayayin, and the Rashbam over there explains what does it mean. Ein mevarchin ella al hayayin birchas hamazon. The birchas hamazon is supposed to be al hayayin. The Rosh in Simin Yud Zayin points out lav davka yayin. If there's no yayin matzah, you could use sheichar. You could use chamar medina, and that is a discussion. If there's no yayin around, the Gemara says when it says ein mevarchin ella yayin, that's the Rosh is not the only one. There are many other rishonim that assume chamar medina would also suffice. Beis Yosef points out in Kuf Pei Beis that Dafka al Sheikhar Chayotzim b'mvarchim derech samazon b'makom shein yayin matzui, it would have to be a chashva drink like Sheikhar, but alamayim klalu klalo. You certainly can't use water or something that's like water, so you have to go over the halachos of Chamar Medina to figure out what is okay and what's not okay. But certainly, ideally, one is supposed to use wine. That's what emerges from the Gemara. The question is, when? Is that talking about any time you bench? You have a tuna fish sandwich all by yourself on a Tuesday afternoon, then in your cubicle you have to go get a kos of yayin and be mevarich on a kos of yayin. So this is a machlokas rishonim. The Gemara in Arvi Psachim Kuf Hei Amud Beis quotes another brisa: Hanichnas lebeiso b'motzai Shabbos. A person comes into his house on Motzai Shabbos, and the brisa goes on and says, the Gemara rather goes on and says that from the hemshech of that brisa we learn eight different things, and one of them is Shema Minah Birchas Hamazon to Una Kos, that Birchas Hamazon requires a Kos. So Tosos over there points out that it sounds like even B'Yachid it requires a Kos, because the Brice had started by saying Hanichnas Lebeso B'Motzai Shabbos. How many people are we talking about? It sounds like one person is Nichnas Lebeso B'Motzai Shabbos, and yet we derive from that Brice that it's to Unim Kos, and therefore even a Yachid, say the Balei Tosos, would require a Kos. And Tosos brings further rayas that that would be true, but then he says, but the Olam is not knowing that way unless there's a mezuman. The Olam is only knowing when there's a mezuman that you require a Kos. The Rashbam writes that even a yachid requires a kos, and it's muchach this way. Beis Yosef points out in Medrash Shachar Tov on Tehillim Gimel Ches, and that even be yachid it would require a kos. The Rosh in the eighth parak of Brachos Simin Beis quotes the entire Tosos beginning to end, but the Torah assumes that the Iker Shita is those that say that Birchas Hamazon even be yachid to una kos, and therefore the Torah goes out of his way to say that a person has to make sure lechazer acharav, to make sure that even if he doesn't have wine, to find wine the same you would for any other mitzvah. That if you don't have a lulav, what do? You go out and you buy a lulav. If you don't have tefillin, what do? You go out and you buy tefillin. You don't have a kos, go out and make sure that you have a kos shal yayin, and that is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quoted by the Beis Yosef as well, and the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah in Perek Shlosh Shachlu on Lamed Zayin and Beis, that afilu biyachid, it does require a kos. However, there are many sheetos that is not correct, that disagree with that. The Rambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tezvav, says that Birchas Hamazon does not require a kos at all, not even just with the mezuman, at all. What's his raya? The Mishnah Arvei Pesachim tells us mazgulo kos shlishi mevarich alav at the seder when they're mozing the third kos, you're mevarich alav birchas mezono. And the Gemara comments that amar le Ravina le Rava shema mina birchas hamazon to una kos, that birchas hamazon requires a kos. So amar le, he said back, arba kosei takinu rabbanan derech cherus hol viko kol chad v'chad navid be mitzvah. That no, it's not that Birchas HaMazon actually requires a kos. It's just that they were misaken Dalet Kosos on the night of the Seder. So once we're anyway having Dalet Kosos, we try to do a mitzvah with each of the Kosos. So we organize those Dalet Kosos connected to mitzvahs. But generally speaking, Birchas HaMazon does not require a kos. That is the raya for the Shitas HaRambam. The Ran over there in Psach M'Chavavam Lav Tibra Maschil Gemara Yerushalmi says that even if you say that it does not require a kos at all, vaday mitzvah min amuvchar, that it should be al kos. Because after all, meaning if they have these dalet kosos and they just happen to associate it with mitzvos, but mehechitesi, why would you associate it with Birchas HaMazon? It must be that there is some elevation to the Birchas HaMazon when you associate it with a kos. So even according to the Shita, that Birchas HaMazon does not require a kos, kol ikr at all, the Shita Sarambam, nevertheless, the Ran points out it would still be a maila. The Rif, it sounds like the Rif paskins of Birchas HaMazon does not require a kos at all. Aye, what do you do with the Brisa and Nichnas Lebeisa Mosai Shabbos? And we said that we see from that Brisa the Birchas HaMazon to a kos. So that's mitzvah min hamuvchar. That mitzvah min hamuvchar, not to una in the sense that it absolutely requires, but mitzvah min hamuvchar. In fact, the Rashba in Perek El Dvarim on Nun Beis Amud Aleph says that Birchas HaMazon does not require a kos, and he quotes that's the shita of the Rif as well. The Hagos Maimonios, Perek Zayin Osamach of Ilchus Brachos, quotes from the Ri and Rabbeinu Elchanan that by a zimun you require a kos. So essentially what emerges from all of this is that there are three shitos. That many shitos in Rishonim, the Tosos at least starts off sounding like that in the Rush, that Birchas HaMazon requires a kos afilu biyam based on the Braisa of Hanichnas Lebeiso. You have the Rambam, the other extreme, Birchas HaMazon does not require a kos. Kol Iker does not require a kos at all. That seems to be the sheet of the Rif and the sheet of the Rashba. And then you have the Agos Maimonios quotes from several Rishonim that only bimzumen, only if you have a zimun, does it require a kos. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch quotes all three shitas. First shita, and he quotes all of them as a yesh omrim. There's no stam. Sometimes you have a stam and a yesh omrim in Shulchan Aruch, and normally the halach is that you follow the stam. When there are two yesh omrims, normally you follow the second yesh omrim. When there's yesh omrim and yesh misha omer, normally you follow the yesh omrim. There's a whole complicated set of rules. Rav Avadia Yosef writes it up in Yechav Adas, I think at the end of the fourth chelik, of all the rules of Klolei Maran, of how to know how to paskin. I have to look if there's a different rule when it's three. But three yesh omrims. The first yesh omrim, he says, is that benching needs a kos even biyachid. And if you don't have a kos, it's worth missing a meal for it. Don't eat until you have a kos, provided that a kos is going to be coming. If there's no wine in the entire country, it's prohibition or something, and you're never going to get wine, so you don't starve. But if you know that you're going to get wine tomorrow or at the next meal, so you'll skip a meal if you're not going to be able to have a kos. That's quite a strong stance on the requirement of a kos, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you follow this approach, two people eating together each need a kos. Each guy needs their own kos because they're each benching individually. So the Levush explains that the reason for the kos, Mishmur quotes from the Levush, is that all shevach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be done on ala kos as a fulfillment of kos Yeshua's Esa uveshem Hashem Ekra. That with a kos Yeshua, with a kos, we call out the Shem Hashem and we give shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The idea of waiting for a kos, if one will ultimately come, and skipping a meal, that's not a given. That's not something that is necessary. The Torah holds that way. Shulchan Aruch seems to say that if you follow this shita, you would hold this way. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, though, that the Magen Avraham disagrees. And if you look up the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah doesn't go through all of his arguments. Magen Avraham points out that where would we get this idea from? That you're not allowed to eat because you're waiting for a kos? You know where we get it from? From Hilchos Havdalah, Simin Reish Sadi Vav, Simin Ratzu. In Hilchos Havdalah, that if you're waiting for a kos, and a kos is going to show up on Sunday, so you don't eat that night, just wait to make Havdalah the next morning. Says the Magen Avraham, the comparison is a very shvera comparison. He says, what does Havdalah have to do with Birchas HaMazon? He says, Bishlam HaHasam, you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, and the Gemara says, Misaso Ba'askara, a person suffers this horrible death if they eat before Havdalah. But by Birchas HaMazon, Bishah Hashem Maschil Achil Adayin Lochal Chiyuv Birchas HaMazon. A very interesting svara. That when you're starting to eat, you're not yet Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon. How can we say that you can't eat because you have a mitzvah that requires goes, I have no mitzvah now, I didn't eat yet. Yeah, but when you eat, you know that you're going to be generating a Chiyuv. Yeah, but that didn't happen yet. So I'm allowed to start eating because the Chiyuv isn't here yet. The Chiyuv has not been Chal yet. And even if the Chiyuv has been Chal, there's no issur to be toeim before you bench alakos. So how can you make an issur achila out of this? There's an issur to be toeim before Abdullah, to eat before Abdullah. There's no issur to eat before you bench alakos. So to create an issur achila, he finds very difficult. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham points out, in Psachim Daf Kuf Hei, it says, Imein lo elakos echad. If you only have one kos, what do? Omer alav kiddush hayom. What do you mean, Omer alav kiddush hayom? What about benching alakos? Oh, you're going to tell me, yeah, but then what are you going to do about Kiddush? Say Kiddush on Challah. Say Kiddush on Lechem. There's another alternative for Kiddush. There's no other alternative for Birchas HaMazon. Elamai says, Magen Avraham, what do you see? That you do not have to delay a meal, and it's not just a Din Shabbos and Yontif meal that you have to eat. Any meal. You don't have to delay a meal in order to find a kos for Birchas HaMazon. Now, the idea that each individual would need their own kos when you have two people eating together, whereas when you have a mezuman, one kos is enough for everybody, that's based on the idea that when it's a mezuman, it's a tziruf of all the people together. So just like Meikra Adin, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, when you have a mezuman, only one person benches, everyone listens, and everyone is yotzei with that benching. That's what they pass Meikra Adin, Shulchan Aruch. The reason the minig is not that way is we don't often trust people to be able to have that focus, to listen to someone else bench, and still have the kavana the entire time. But Meikra Adin, in fact, in some yeshivas, they do that way, where one person, because they assume you could trust B'nai Yeshiva to listen to benching. It was a questionable assumption. You'll end up having guys learning on the side during Birchas HaMazon. It will become Chazaras HaShatz. So, but the assumption is that if people are able to focus, then there's a tziruf, and one person does for everybody. So the Chazanish in Simn Chavtes, Sivkan Gimel, explains that when being Yotze with Shomea Kaona, you only need one kos, because not only are the words, do the words transfer over from the mashmiya to the shomea, but all the other conditions that go along with the words, all of the everything else, including ala kos, also transfers over. Meaning, when I hear you bench, it's not only it's as if I'm benching, it's as if I'm benching exactly how you're benching. So if you're benching ala kos, it's as if I'm benching ala kos. That chazanish is against the famous Beis Halevi ala Torah. Beis Halevi ala Torah has an idea that by Birchas Kohanim, one cannot be yotzei shomea kohanim. I'm sure you've been in a shul, but by Birchas Kohanim, there are different people singing different tunes. Some of them are tone deaf. Some of them are just singing different tunes because they don't care. And there's always that one guy who can't hear and who's louder than everybody. And is why not just have one guy who has a really good voice, let him do the Birchas Kohanim, all the other Kohanim will stand up there, and they'll be Yotze with Shomea Kohona, says the Beis HaLevi, because Birchas Kohanim requires Bekol Ram. Shomea Kohona makes it Ki'ilu, you said the words, but it doesn't also transfer over the conditions while saying the words. So if there's an additional condition that it has to be Bekol Ram, yeah, it's as if you said it, but only as if you said it quietly. Not all the other conditions go along with it. So that's a major discussion. We could have a different time. Rav Shechter has what to say about it. Nitziv has what to say about it. Rav Soloveitchik had what to say about it. That's the discussion by Aseres B'nei Haman B'nei Shima Achas. You know, in some shuls, when they are reading the Megillah, so they pause and they let everyone just read through the Aseres B'nei Haman themselves, because they hold that if you're listening to the Bal Koreh, yeah, it's as if you said the Aseres B'nei Haman, but not as if you said it B'nei Shima Achas, because all the conditions won't transfer over. But anyway, the Chazanish is beferish against that over here. Rav Scheinberg pointed out that even though the Ramah in Sif Beis says that you don't actually have to hold the kos could be on the table in front of you, still when two people are benching, again, according to this first shita, when two people are benching, each one would need a separate kos. Why not just put it down between them, and it's as if it counts for each of them? He says, no, the whole idea that the Ramah has, that the kos could be on the table in front of you, is only when it's obvious that it's shayich to you. But if there are two people, and it's in between you, so it's not obvious at all who it's shayich to, so that would not work l'chora. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a second Yesh Arumim. The second Yesh Arumim is, like we said, that sheet in Rishonim, that goes Maimonios, that only a Mezuman requires a Kos. Only when you're benching with three, you require a Kos. That aligns with the Zohar in Parshas Truma. The Zohar writes, Kol Shel Bracha Lo Havi Ela Bitlasa. As you often have with things that are Alpi Kabbalah, it's not just, yeah, it happens to be that that's where there's a Chiyuv, it's a Hakpada. That apparently Alpi Kabbalah, it's a Hakpada, not to be Mevarech Halakos with less than three. That a Dafka has to be three. And that's what some of the poskim quote, that if you're going to bench Halakos with less than three to be Yotze Alpi Kabbalah, you should rely on the Ramah in Siv Beis and have the Kos in front of you but not hold it in your hand. Because apparently it's bad Alpi Kabbalah, don't know what this means, but it's somehow damaging Alpi Kabbalah to hold the Kos in your hand when you're benching Biyachid. But that's the second Shita in Shulchan Aruch, that only when you have a Mezuman do you require a Kos. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a third Yesh Omrim, that even a Mezuman does not need a Kos, but the Ramah adds that even according to that Yesh Omrim, Mitzvah min amuvchar levarech al Kos. And where does he get it from? Well, we already said, that's the Ran. The Ran holds, even according to the Shitas HaRambam and Rif and Rashba, that you don't need a Kos, Mitzvah min amuvchar, that it's best to have a Kos. Great, so how many of us typically bench al Kos when we have, everyone agrees, Mitzvah min amuvchar, right? So when we have a Mezuman, so typically, I know here in Camp Keli, I don't think they have a Kos at every meal when they got to make a bracha, but you know, they don't got to make a bracha al HaKos apparently. So what's the story? Why is it that we're mekel not to make a bracha al HaKos? So in camp, it's not a kasha. You don't want wine flying around the day, you know. So it's not such a kasha. But Chamar Medina, you don't want beer or schnapps flying around the dining room either. So, but why is it that in our own homes we don't do this? So there are many statements by the Achronim to try to explain the minhag. Mishabur and Sivkan Dalit says that since the Mechaber is not Machriya between the three Shitos, which again you have to look and see what the rule is. I would assume when he quotes three Shitos he is Machriya, meaning that the assumption is you go like the last Yesh Omrim, but he's never explicitly Machriya, but the Marshal and the Bach both Paskin LaHalacha like the most Machmir Shita, that even B'Yachid you should be Mevarech HaLakos. Mishabur says might as well be Machmir. Might as well hold like the Bach and the Marshal. But then he says, you know, even the Mishabur acknowledges the Minig is not that way. He says, unless you have wine or Chamar Medina in your house, then the minig is to be machmir. Apparently, no one that would mean that Bizman Azeh, he thinks that the minig is to be machmir, that we should be machmir. But he says, you know, b'yichidus, nobody's machmir. People are only machmir when they have a mezuman, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chayyadim and the Arizal all argue on the Bach, the Marshal say only when you have a mezuman. So the Mishnah Berurah at least knocks it down to say no one benches all the coastals less than a mezuman. But a mezuman, if you have wine available, you should do. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah and Kofayin Dalid Sif Katan Hey says that if you're thirsty, and this is where you really test how serious he is about the Shita. Meaning it's one thing to say, yeah, I might as well be Machmir. What if it conflicts with another halacha? Are you still going to be Machmir? Meaning how strongly do you want to be Machmir? In Kofayin Dalid Sif Katan Hey, Mishnah Berurah quotes if you are thirsty, you should not bench until you drink. Make sure you drink before you bench, because the Shitas of Mordechai is that if you're thirsty, you're not chayv in Birchas Hamazon Midaraisa unless you drink. What if you're thirsty and you only have one kos? Should you use it to be machmir for Shitas of Mordechai to become chayv in Birchas Hamazon Midaraisa, or should you use it for benching? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you only have one cup, in Sharetzim Kofayin Dal Sivkan Yiralf, he says that if there's a mezuman, use it for benching. That if there's less than a mezuman, use it to be Yotzei Shita Samordechai, but if there's a mezuman, to use it for benching. So Mishnah Berurah was fairly machmir about this issue, which is why Shlomo asked the question, because if you're learning Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like, you know, what are you going to do? You got to be machmir. However, many achronim quote reasons to be totally mekel bizman hazeh. The Aruch HaShulchan in Si'if Aleph and Si'if Gimel says that wine was too expensive for a very long time. He does point out that nowadays it's not too expensive, and the Kula won't won't apply. And certainly nowadays, it's not too expensive. And especially if you've been drinking all meal long and there's a kos of yayin on the table right in front of you, hard to say, you know, wine is too expensive. It's hard to find. Where am I going to find wine? It's like 6 inches in front of you. Where are you going to find wine? So the Aruch HaShulchan is hard to rely on. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, at least Shabbos and Yantif, you should be machmir to be mevarech ala kos. Rav Chaim Palagi and Rav Chaim holds that if there's wine on the table, it's a chiyuv gamur. It's not just, you know, like the Ran said, mitzvah min amuvchar. If there's wine in front of you, it becomes a chiyuv gamur. Neishal Avrami Bachach, he points out that even if you have wine, but just not so much of it, and you're trying to conserve a little bit, you could be mekel. But nevertheless, that doesn't bring us all the way yet to a full kula. It sounds like if there's wine on the table, that you would have to, even according to the Aruch HaShulchan. However, in Aruchos Rabbeinu, Chelek Aleph, page Pei Gimli, quotes Chazanish and the Stipler, who were known to keep every chumrah in the book and many chumrahs that were not in any book. You know, they were known to be big machmirim in their personal lives to try to fulfill every possible shita and halacha. They never benched alakos, even on Shabbos, even with the Zimun. In Rivos Ephraim, or Ephraim Greenblatt, and Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun, says that Gedola Yisrael lo hikpidu al kach, that the minuk for all these years is that Gedola Yisrael were never makpid about this. The Orchus Chaim Ispinka points out that maybe it's because, Piskei Tshuvos quotes, because maybe it's because people don't handle wine so well, so you know, the guy at work on Tuesday afternoon with his tuna fish sandwich lunch, or he's going to drink a kos of yai and it's going to mess up the whole rest of the day. He's not going to be able to drive home from work. It's going to be a whole mess. But Rav Moshe points out much simpler. Rav Moshe in Yerdeach El Gimel Simen and Beis Az Gimel says it's a maila and not a chiv to begin with. Even with a minion, it's a maila and not a chiv. And he says it's been a centuries-old practice that nobody uses a kos. So whatever the reason for that practice is, since it's a centuries-old practice, it becomes a halacha psuka. So it's ki'ilu, we have a halacha psuka, that benching does not require a kos, even though wine is so readily available. And Rav Moshe cautions, if you want to be mevarech ala kos, make sure to do so b'li neder, because you're likely going to find yourself in situations where you're a guest at someone's house, or it's going to be difficult to always be makpid about something like that. What emerges, I think, over here is that, you know, oftentimes we have something where the minhag ha'olam does not seem to conform to what the strict reading of the halacha really is. So that's always tricky. How much, you know, post facto explanation do you do to try to, you know, squeeze what our minhag is into some halacha? But over here it's much easier, because there are three shittos in Rishonim, and the Rambam and the Rif are of a single mind that there's no chiyuv. So the minhag ha'olam, regardless of where it comes from, could very easily be justified to say that the minhag has become to follow the shittos HaRambam, HaRif, VaHaRashba, major Rishonim. It's not like we dug up a Rishon somewhere that, you know, held this oddball opinion. You know, this has become the minhag ha'olam, and that's why I think you'll find, for the most part, people are not makbid to be mevarech al-hakos.